Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. As an elementary music teacher, maybe you're tired of feeling overwhelmed in your teaching and home life. Harmony membership is exactly where you need to be. There are many times you need support, but you don't have a music teacher mentor, or you're the only elementary music teacher at your school. You have questions, but you don't want to bother anyone else because you know that they're busy. The overwhelm sets in and you begin to feel stuck. That's exactly why the Harmony community was designed. I created Harmony because of the frustrations I faced as an elementary music teacher. I had no mentor, no resources, no community, and basically had to figure it all out on my own. It's my mission to make sure other music educators don't feel isolated or struggle in your elementary music teaching journey. By becoming a mentor, you are going to get all open office hours to come and ask me any questions, accountability week every week where you can connect with an accountability group, get a mentor or be a mentor. You get lesson plan packs, entire lesson plans done for the entire school year for K to fifth grade that are editable, that have resources that you can also use to plan with and to use with your students. And there are also ways to modify the lesson plans for virtual and on a cart teaching. You also get monthly lesson planning sessions where you get to come together with other members to plan out your lessons for the next month. And you get accountability calls where you get to come and talk about any of your struggles and wins you're facing with other members that are there to give you support. You get mindset sessions with me where I'm going to talk about anything you might be facing in your work or home life. And those lesson plan packs I mentioned earlier also have a section in each and every one of them that talk about classroom management and mindset struggles that pertain to that particular month of the school year. When you join, you're going to see a start here section that guides you exactly what to do so you don't feel overwhelmed as this membership site is entering its fourth school year. Then you're going to see something called a success path. You identify where you're at and follow the action steps that will take you from feeling overwhelmed to confident. The different stages of the success path include learning, which is where you're going to focus on coping with stress. Stage two is growing, helps you with classroom management and transitions in the music room. Stage three is planning and is going to help you with simplifying lesson planning and program planning. And stage four is implementing, which is all about what do you do now, and it helps you with continuing to move forward as a music teacher and also to implement technology into your lesson plans. There's so much more that you can learn inside the membership site that's going to help you move forward. Like I said, it's going into its fourth school year, so there is a whole section that's called teaching topics where you get to pick different topics based on what you need, and it will take you to different videos that have minute markers or guides or sections inside the membership to help you move forward so you don't feel stuck. So if you're ready to join us, go ahead and click on that link in the show notes, and you can go ahead and go to the page to read all about Harmony, or just simply head to harmonymembership.teachable.com/p/harmonyhub, and you will be able to enroll and join us. I hope to see you in there, and I cannot wait to get started.
I'm Mike Brilla, host of the Inspired Teacher Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to be joined today by Anna Jo Knight, and we are going to talk about her journey in teaching. It's kind of taken a lot of twists and turns, as a lot of you listeners can relate to. And also, moving away from Sunday night panic lessons is what I really want to dive into, how that has transitioned for her and what has helped her. So I just want to start off by having you introduce yourself to the listeners and letting us know a little bit more about you.
Great. Hi, Jessica. My name is Anna Jo Knight. I teach in Abernathy, Texas. We are a 2,800 small town in the middle of West Texas, currently sized as a 3A. Don't have that many kids in school. Kind of get smaller. I started teaching, this is my 30th year, when I graduated from Texas Tech, go Raiders. My principal from high school called and said, I have a sophomore junior English teaching position open. How would you like to take it until the band job opens? Well, paycheck. Yeah. So that's actually how I got started teaching outside my field. And I taught English and band, then went back full-time English. And my husband, who tried to hire me twice and I wouldn't go to work for him, we weren't married at the time. We weren't even dating, friends from college. He and I started dating. We got married. I moved over to Abernathy and have been here for, this is my 25th year.
Wow. So. That's awesome.
That's my path.
I love that. So you've mentioned your husband, who's now your husband.
Yes.
And so he is a band director, correct?
He is the head band director here at Abernathy. This is his 31st year to teach, and this is the only place he's ever taught.
Wow.
So he was the assistant for 3 years. Then when he moved up to head director, that's when I got the couple of phone calls to come to work for him. And I guess he figured out if he married me, he got a glute specialist for free.
That's amazing. I love that. That's hysterical. Yeah. Oh, what a fun story. Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of twists and turns. And so one of the questions I do want to ask you is, what was that transition like from, well, you did English and band at the same time, and then you've done one or the other, and now you're in elementary music. So what has the transitions from, honestly, different subject areas, but also grade levels for that matter. What has that been like for you?
It was pretty difficult at first. When I came to Abernathy, I taught sophomore English and middle school speech, and they worked it around where I could help with the high school band first period. When we had our son in 2001, in December, right before spring break, that spring, the superintendent and elementary principal came to me and said, hey, we have a deal for you. No state testing, no grades, no pressure on the academic end. And my initial thought was, they're putting me in the band hall. Mm. We're adding a third director. And that's when they told me that I was going to reopen the 15-year dormant elementary music position. And I said, whoa, I need to go home and pray about that, because I made it very clear I would never teach elementary. And I'd never been around many very small children. And I like big kids. I talk big kid language, not little kid language. And the principal at the time, the elementary principal, said, well, you can go home and pray about it all you want. And the superintendent chimed in and said, because it's a done deal.
Oh, my goodness.
And my husband said, well, we'll move you down there. And then as soon as I have an assistant position come open, because it's a two-man job up there, I'll move you up and we'll hire for elementary. Well, I'm starting year 22 in elementary.
Wow.
We've been through 7 assistants. I've never gotten even an interview for the job. But I cried every day for the first 5 years. Mm. I was mad for the next 5 years. I was resigned and complacent. And I woke up a couple of years ago and figured out that I have been chasing a dream that I don't think is my dream anymore. And enter Harmony. I was looking for some kind of inspiration to fall in love with where I am. And so where do you look? Of course you go to the internet and the podcasts and Pinterest and all the things. And I ran on to the elementary music teacher podcast and absolutely fell in love with you, fell in love with what you said. Your story spoke to me. I Facebook stalked you a little bit and saw that your life kind of lines up. And and I just really believed in what you had to say. I got on and started looking at your product, and I needed to be a part of that. You are that psht, when you open a bottle of Sprite, and I want to be that. And so when I went that direction is when I started figuring out, okay, my career has been, as I made a decision with my husband when we first got married, I told him he would never fail. And his dreams were becoming my dreams, because I knew if I married a band director, well, usually one is the head and the other is the assistant. Little did I know, one is the head and the other is the bottom of the totem pole. But I decided that we've accomplished his dreams. He's been the president of ATSSB, Association of Texas Small School Bands. He is well known around the state. He's our region coordinator. He's reached every bucket list point, and it's my turn.
I love that.
And this year I have focused on, I'm teaching our high school flag line. I'm still working in the band hall. They're really getting their stipend out of me, but I have turned all of my focus to elementary. And it's probably bought me a couple more years before I wave the white flag and say enough, enough. Yeah. But it's bought more years in my teaching career, because I'm realizing I knew God had me here for a purpose. I knew he had me in elementary, and very selfishly, I am the only teacher in district who has the kids, if they stay in high school band, I have them 10 years if they start in kindergarten. And who gets to see them at the beginning and at the end and not have junior high with hormones and stink? That's huge.
So. Oh, I love that. First of all, the in the Sprite, that is a great analogy. I have never heard that before, but I love that. I can relate to your story a lot, where I've sort of touched on it on the podcast, but not like in depth. But when I have shared the story about moving from Tulsa to Arkansas, and in that season, I did take a step back from my career because my oldest son, who still has autism, but we were going through just some testing and figuring him out, and found out our second son had 7 food allergies. And then I found out I was pregnant with baby 3, and same, felt like, okay, I need to just take a step back for a little bit. And I love to work. I didn't want to not go back into the classroom. But my husband has started a brand new job, and it was a lot more pressure than previous positions. And I knew we could kind of only handle that for that season, so I could focus on being mom for a bit. And that is hard. We don't talk about that enough of, you know, when you're in that season of marriage, or if you're in a relationship and you're the one who, okay, I got to kind of support you for a little bit and then take my dreams. And so I love that story, because I know that you're not the only one that has dealt with that, and it's okay. And also, when you were talking about having your students for 10 years, ironically, I started a brand new position this year, and I knew I would be teaching preschool all the way through fourth. They go through fourth, and they're going to be adding fifth soon. But I didn't think about the fact that it would be like 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and I'm only there for a teeny tiny bit of my day, and then I'm with the elementary students the rest of the day. But at first I was like, oh my gosh, I have never done this. I am not called to teach preschoolers. This is crazy. I love doing elementary, obviously. But now it's funny because I just had that mindset shift like last week where I said, well, wait a minute. If I stay here, these littles are going to move up with me. And how much am I going to be able to do with them when they're in the elementary program, when I've started them so young and I see them 15 minutes? It's not like a huge, but still, they're just getting an intro to music. So I've had this shift and it's really helped me to go, instead of being frustrated at being at the preschool building, I'm like, well, actually, I'm kind of grateful now. So yeah, we all go through these seasons of, I don't know if this is where I'm supposed to be, or I don't want to take a step back, or this isn't where I really think what I should be doing. But it's okay. I think the struggle is what brings us to the other side of finding those wins and finding your passion again, like you said. So I love your story and thank you for being vulnerable about that and real with us. I appreciate that.
I have been given the opportunity several times in my life to, well, as my 21-year-old says, to overshare my world. But I've been given the opportunity several times to really open up and be transparent. This community is amazing. I went through breast cancer here at 37, and the school encouraged me to do it with my kids. So, a lot of the children, and my son was in a second grade here, and these kiddos went through bald. They went through the port. They went through chemo. They went through me being gone for a week and back for two. They've been through miscarriages with me. And, when you look pregnant and then you're not, there are questions that those kids ask, and parents have been so good to trust me to share and to know that I'm going to be appropriate with it. And a lot of that is because I've taught most of the parents by this point. I have my first third generation in first grade this year. So their longevity and seeing beginning to end is really. It's a gift. Now, there are days, oh my gosh, I have had you for 6 years and you're still doing this in my classroom. But generally, in those cases, those kids are doing that because they need something that I've got to give them.
Yeah, it's like a cry for help almost,
Yeah.
or I need
Yeah.
attention, so I'm going to seek it in a different way than,
The only way I know
yeah,
how.
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's so awesome though that you've seen parents and now their kids, and that's just amazing. So you have been there so long that you've seen this journey, and also you're seeing how even in elementary music, or if you had them in band, they took it with them into adulthood, and how music has inspired them and affected them. That's so great. So you've touched on the Harmony membership and you are a member. And so I want to ask you, well, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what caused you to want to join the membership? And then how has it helped you kind of move away from those Sunday night panic lessons that maybe you used to have to do?
I am going to preface with I'm a nocturne, and when I started teaching, lesson planning has never been my gift. I chase rabbits down rabbit holes like nobody's business. And when I had to turn in my first set of English lesson plans, I took a box to my principal that had the toilet paper roll that had some written on it, that had the napkins and the backs of receipts. And I've gotten more organized with it, but that's still not my strong suit. And 90% of my planning started at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. I knew what I wanted to do, but I had not structured it as well as I wanted. And then seeing myself as a band director who was teaching elementary music, if I saw a deficit in the high school band hall, well, that's what I had to teach down in elementary. Okay, we're having trouble with phasing, so I need to teach beat. Well, then 2 weeks later, we're having trouble with staying in the key signature. This week, we're going to do key signatures. There was no continuity, no true path, no pattern. And my kids were getting good things. They would get up to beginner band in fifth grade. And of course, they'd never heard anything I taught in fifth grade. They'd never heard it before because music changes when you get to fifth grade. No, they would just not think it applied instrumentally. And then as they would start to remember, there would be gaps because I would have jumped around so much. Mm-hmm. When I heard you talking about the Harmony membership on a couple or three different podcasts, because you'd been doing it quite a while before I found you. And so I've gone back and listened and binged, and you have those lesson plans laid out in such a logical scope and sequence. And if I am at my wit's end with my flute ensemble and my private students are not getting their solos ready and my son is needing something, you know, going through school here, didn't get anything signed, and he shows up at my door with his folder. It was so easy to just get frustrated and, oh, we're going to watch a musical this week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not what's best for kids. And that's not me giving my best. It's not fair to me. It's not what I went to school to do. And your product gives me a lane to drive in. And yes, there are times that I'll take a little bit of a bar ditch and get back in my lane, but that's part of what I love. It is so customizable. Mm-hmm. I am a huge Quaver fan.
Yeah.
I think Graham Hepburn hung the moon and the stars, mm-hmm. and it is so easy to plug and play with the Harmony lesson plans.
Right.
And if I want to add my little note family story in there and put on all of my garb that I put on with it, it fits. It works. Mm-hmm. So I've got this excellent roadmap in those times that I have 45 pairs of band pants to hem in 3 days. I can take straight from the Harmony plans.
Yeah.
In those times that I've got those 45 pairs of pants hemmed and I've got a couple of weeks down, I can migrate some of my material that I have fallen in love with over the years and plug it in. And it's smooth. It's continuous because I'm staying in my lane.
Yeah.
And that's what has worked so well for me, is having that just beautifully laid out scope and sequence. And the composers of the month, I love that. Sometimes I use exactly what you've got. Sometimes I'll take the composer that you've got in there out, but I'll plug in our elementary music memory composers. Or it'll be the same composer, but a different work. So I'll use all of your composer information and then plug in the work that is going to be at their little UIL contest.
Yeah.
And it is just so user-friendly and so manageable. Mm-hmm. It has really given me a chance to be not as concerned about what I'm teaching. I've always believed there are two types of teachers. There are teachers of content. They love what they do so much that they share that. That is why they went into teaching. And we've got to have those. We've got to have those. But then there are also teachers of children that it really doesn't matter what they teach. Mm-hmm. They just want to love on those kids. And that is where I am. That's why I loved teaching high school English. I loved teaching middle school English, even though they smelled. I love elementary. Not so much the 3 B's, mm-hmm. the blood, barf, and bones. I don't handle well. Teeth count as bones. We do not pull teeth in Mrs. Knight's class. But the beautiful continuity of the Harmony lesson plans has given me an opportunity to plug and play. And now I can love on those kids. Mm-hmm. I can get down into who they are. And if I have a class that is my largest class, I believe we just changed the way my schedule works and I have two rotations, two classes at a time. I think my largest class is 39 kids. If I have a class that's 40 kids and 30 of them are boys, and it's happened before, I can plug in baseball songs. Mm-hmm. I can plug in football songs. And it just works.
Yeah.
So I'm sold. It has enabled me to teach like I want to teach instead of teaching like I'm expected to teach, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's funny because starting this new position, I was supposed to be teaching at a virtual school and then that position mm-hmm. fell through. They decided not to open their doors, but I had started plugging in the Texas standards. Because as you know, when I design the lesson plans, I do the national core art standards because everybody's yes. in different states. So I started editing myself, the lesson plans I created, and adding in the Texas standards. Well, then that position fell through and now I'm teaching in Arkansas and going by the Arkansas standards. So then I'm like, okay, let's go back again. And I'm editing to add those. And, you know, they're all very similar, sort of, I mean, with differences, but then the same, I've been asked to use a couple different curriculum that I have never used before. So I'm using Harmony, but digging through some of these resources they already had available and going, okay, I like what I did because obviously I'm the one that created it, but they're asking me to add this in, or they're wanting me to do a hello and goodbye song. And okay, so that's going to take away some of this, but oh, I can see how I can move the pieces around and make that work. And so that's been my goal. And when teachers join, I say that you can use them as is for the entire school year, or every single month is editable for you to add in your own standards and add in your own other lesson ideas you have, mm-hmm. because I'm very aware that you're pulling from multiple different places in curriculum. And my goal is just to show you that here's the concepts and standards you could teach this month based on, like you said, around the curriculum map and scope and sequence. And if you have other songs and lessons you want to put there instead of the ones I have, go for it. I am 100%, that's what my goal is, to help you, just like you said, have ease in planning. And if you have, like you said, those weeks that are like, oh my gosh, I have no time to plan, well, I'm just going to do what Jessica put, or I have more time to plan, so I'm going to add in some of my own stuff. So I love everything you said. And that is honestly has been my goal all along, is to help teachers like you and I who maybe did have to restart a music program yes. from scratch, or teachers who, we know that it can be overwhelming not having any resources, which is where I started, or now having too many. And there's so much mm-hmm. newness out there that it can be so overwhelming going, oh my gosh, there's so much goodness out there. But if there's so much to use, it can be overwhelming. And so, yeah, that was just my two cents about what you said. I love that.
Well, and there are so many programs right now. Schools are having to make a choice on how much of the arts they're going to support. And there are some of them that are without a personality right now. They're trying to decide where they fit. There are several schools in this region that either the assistant band director is also the elementary music teacher. And their focus, yes, they want a good foundation, but let's get real. Their focus is middle school and high school band. But then they've got to go down and spend 3 hours in elementary and then have Monday or Tuesday night rehearsal, after school sectionals, all of the things. And also there are several schools in this area that have people who are not music teachers but need that rotation mm-hmm. in their elementary, the specials rotations. So you've got TAs who aren't music teachers. Right. And things that you have laid out in Harmony, it may take just a little bit of research, but truly they can go in not having, they could have been in high school band, they can use your curriculum. Mm-hmm. And so it's good as well. I had one of our former student teachers taught in a small school. It was tiny. he was the assistant. He had all of elementary and two junior high classes and high school. And I bought a membership for him. And for that year, I paid for his Harmony membership. And that's how he survived elementary. Because when he student taught middle school, high school, and they have a full day. And we're all on one campus. Our school is about four square, bigger than four. It's several blocks, but it's a square. Yeah. And we're in two buildings. Middle school and high school is in one building. Elementary is in another building. And we're right here together. Well, for him to have gotten elementary, he couldn't have fulfilled his middle school, high school student teaching. Having never taught it before, he took Harmony and he took Quaver and he used them together and loved his elementary experience at this school. So I cannot say enough how much I believe in what you've created, because I personally have used it, but I've also seen it used in different settings, and it just works.
I love that. Yeah. And one of the reasons, so I've shared the story before, but I started with 13 beta members before the membership site even existed 5 years ago. One of the teachers who was one of the beta members had come from, I can't remember the grade level now, but was a regular classroom teacher in elementary. Mm-hmm. And I, through the course of our one-on-one Zoom call, she was like, what is, you know, would be asking me different vocab. What do you mean by steady beat? What exactly is a rhythm? And what is, because same, she was asked to teach music and it was just like, oh my gosh, not only does she need a lesson plan, she was overwhelmed by all the vocabulary. Those of us music people are just like, oh, we just know it. And so that's why even in the lesson plan packs each month, I say, this is the vocab from this month. So then it defines, I don't want to just assume everybody's coming from the same place with a music education background. So it defines exactly like what I am talking about when I'm speaking about certain concepts or standards. But yeah, for someone that's in the elementary classroom, even a new teacher, I know what that feels like to go in there and you're just like, what do I do first? How do I get started? And so that's why I created the success path to identify where you're at and then go through the action steps to get what you need, because everybody comes in at different places in their teaching career or from different teaching backgrounds or different states and districts and all kinds of things like that. And so, so I'm trying to develop a roadmap to help people identify where they're at and then go from there. So I want to ask you, what if you could identify a favorite part or parts, what is your favorite part of the Harmony membership?
I love the accessibility to you. And I realize that that's having to shift a little bit with you going back into the classroom. But if I have had a question or I have had a struggle, I have felt very comfortable emailing you. And I hope that that has come across, that that is one of your gifts as well, besides just the Harmony, the way it's set up. I mean, I don't feel like I could just email any podcaster and tell them what I think they ought to do on their family vacation, as I did you when you were in Branson. But I love the accessibility to the creator. I love that it is broken down in such a way. My school likes for us to have keywords, vocabulary. Well, you were talking about having that in the lesson plan pack. Those are my keywords. I pull them straight off and I totally cheat and use them word for word.
And I love that.
I like how you asked me a hard question because I like it all. I like how customizable it is, because I've taught for 30 years. I've got stuff from 30 years ago in the English classroom that I love to bring in here.
I love that.
And it just is so easy to use. It's not complicated. Some of the curricula that I have looked at over the years, and I've been on English textbook selection committees. I've been on the music selection committee. There is so much that you have to weed through in order to use it effectively.
Right.
If I had to choose a flaw for Quaver, there's a lot. There's so much that I feel like the first few years, I just scratched the surface. I've been able to get in and use, as I tell my kids, use the guts and livers at the very beginning. I haven't had to skirt around and just use pieces. Mm-hmm. And so to pick my favorite thing, I guess, accessibility to you when I do have an issue, a question, and then the ability to the ease of use, of change, of using it as is, just the ability to get in and use it from the beginning.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's my goal is I say that, and I know that's hard because I felt that way with certain people, whether it's music education related or not, where they're like, we're here to support you. And then, you know, you send an email and then it's like 3 days later and you're going, did they read that? And so then you reach out to their team again. And then, but I have a team working for me now, but I've told them I'm emailing my people. Like this is occasionally Katie helps me because she is my community manager, but I want to be the one who is answering questions inside of Harmony and supporting you guys and still being the one to go live on Facebook. And that is still always my goal, is to be there to support you. And I love that you feel that, because that is, and I tell people all the time, who you hear on my podcast is who I am in my community. It's, I only know how to be myself. And I know that that's sometimes hard too, is I felt that way, mm-hmm. where you feel like you're connected with someone and then you meet them, whether it's in real life or over the internet, and you're like, wow, you're totally different than I thought.
Yes.
And that has always been my goal, is just to be myself. And so I love that that comes across in the community, because yeah, I'm just sometimes blunt to a point and just very sarcastic, Jessica, and that's who I am. And so
I'm personally feeling that. That's me. More than once I've gotten a parent go, you know, when I was in high school, you said, and my kid just came home and I heard my kids say what you said.
Oh no. Well, and you're like, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's okay. I heard you come out of your kid's mouth today. So.
Oh, 100%. I tell parents all the time, if you believe everything your child tells you about me, then I'll believe everything they tell me about you, because I know mm-hmm. there's not truth in both situations.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So many times they've said, my kid said this about you, or did you do that? And I'm like, no, I didn't. That's not accurate. But anyway, it's, oh my goodness. So someone listening who can even relate to a little bit of your story, or who is feeling like you felt, just kind of like, oh, I'm just kind of burnt out, or I'm feeling overwhelmed or kind of at my wit's end, what would you say if they're hesitant about joining Harmony for whatever reason, what encouragement would you give them?
First, if you're desperate, if you are tired, if you are exhausted, if you wake up already thinking about the nap that you're going to get to take later, or already counting down the number of minutes to the end of the day, why not try something? Because if you don't try it, then you're choosing to stay in that place. Mm. Life is being on a boat. A boat is never still. You are either moving forward or you are moving backward. And are you going to drive your boat, or are you going to just float with the wave?
Right.
And I jumped in. And I admittedly was a first-time Harmony washout, because I got behind and didn't feel like I could catch up. But I knew I wanted to come back, and I did. If you are stuck, if you are burned out, if you are tired, you've got to step out there and try some different things. Mm-hmm. I've had personally probably the hardest couple of years of my teaching career. Not educationally. My school is fabulous. My administration is wonderful. My coworkers are great. Sometimes that head band director, you know, my my other boss gets on my nerves, but that usually comes from home first. I have suffered from some pretty severe burnout. Mm-hmm. And this past spring and summer, I really got in. And that's when I went back and re-listened to many, many, many of your podcasts. I read your book. I get the book. It's a great book. I read tons of educational-based books that weren't music-related, several that were music-related. There is an old book by McBride called Entertaining an Elephant. Mm. It is about a burnt-out teacher, and a janitor lights his fire. And I went back and read those, took notes on them. And in Texas, we have our appraisal system is called TTES. Mm. And it is a rubric that makes our appraisals very black and white. And it's wonderful. I love it. We have to set professional goals and then student-oriented goals. And my professional goal this year is to create a document that walks someone who is at that point of burnout over that mountain enough that they can see either, okay, it is time for me to be out of the classroom. I cannot be effective with where I am. Or, oh, maybe if I try this other direction, there are things I'm missing that I could fall back in love with, right, and rediscover my why. And that very much is where I am and where Harmony has come in, where this literature that I've just absorbed myself in has come in creating that goal. Now, I'm not sure I'm going to finish it by May, because there is a lot out there about loving what you do, but there's very little out there about how to climb through the burnout.
Absolutely.
Because some of us can't retire right now. Mm-hmm. And so how do you teach through that burnout without cheating your children and yourself? I have no idea if I answered the question that you asked, but that's the direction I went.
No, I love that, because like I said, there's so many teachers listening to this episode that can relate to your story or in that burnout phase. So please, even if you can't get that work out there in May, I think it's very needed to, yeah, teachers that just feel like I used to love what I do, or I always thought I would love teaching and I'm just at this place of like, you know, just, and I can't really identify why I'm feeling this way. And so I love that you have a heart and passion for that. And I think it's so needed. And yeah, get that into the world someday if you can. I would love that.
And another thing that I've really noticed, kids are different since we went home for half a year. And I think all of us need a little bit of a reboot, because kids are not going to be pre-COVID kids anymore. And we need to stop saying, well, post-COVID kids are just not the same. No, they're not the same. And they're not going to be the same. Right. Welcome to today.
Right.
And we've got to figure out how to love who we are, because we're not the same either.
Yeah.
We've got to learn how to love education as it is today. And we've got to learn how to love a new type of kid and a new type of parent.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. It's so true. I did not teach during COVID. I worked with teachers during COVID, and I experienced, just from the community of working with teachers in Harmony, we did some pivoting and adjusting inside the membership too, based upon what teachers needed. And I saw the burnout firsthand of just, I'm thrown in here and I don't know what I'm doing. And same, the kids, when we came back to school, it's just harder. They're not listening or paying attention as well. And just, I know it's hard. And sometimes there's no perfect answer. There's no perfect answer on my part of just like, oh, well, you know, well, just, you're just going to have to adapt and adjust. And sometimes that is the advice. And other times it's just, you just got to give it time. And like you said, it just, sometimes it's a mindset shift with us as adults, I feel, of things are hard, but sometimes it's just not taking, putting all the pressure on yourself to do things perfectly. I'm talking to myself here too, of
yes.
Everything does not have to go the way Jessica thinks it needs to go. I'm such a type A personality. I want it done right away. I want to figure it all out. And even being at a new school, it's, you know, there, I'm still learning like the way they do things, not in a bad way, but it is just like, oh, they don't do things this way. They do it this way. I didn't know that. Okay, well, let me adjust. And it is just about, instead of crying on my way home and feeling stressed out and overwhelmed, the same thing I preach to my people in my community, I'm saying to myself, I am not, yes. I'm letting it go. I'm journaling, I'm processing, I'm leaving work at work, and I'm saying, okay, what do I need to get done next time? And with these post-COVID children, it is about just figuring it out. And like you said, I love that you have advice around that, because it's hard. It is hard. And it's the comparing to what it used to be to the now. And I think that's where a lot of teachers are struggling, is it didn't used to be this hard. I used to be able to do these activities and these songs and these lessons. And now the attention span is so much shorter and it's tough. It doesn't mean though it's not doable, and that you cannot figure it out, and that you are not an effective teacher. It's just gonna take some time, I think, to just adapt and adjust with the way they learn now, even if it's not the same as it used to be. So that was a long answer in response to you.
Our elementary motto this year is, we can do hard things.
Mm.
And it's true. We've got to stop, though, as especially educators who have done it a long time. I know that I am becoming the dinosaur at 30 years, but anybody who taught pre-COVID, we've also got to remember that we carry the attitude of the young teachers who are coming in. And one of the things that you asked me if there was something that I would like to add that wasn't in the questions that we had talked about. And one of them is, one of the best ways to deal with burnout is to become a mentor, mm-hmm. and see that passion and that excitement from somebody who doesn't know what it was like to teach pre-COVID. Our school added an art rotation, an elementary art rotation, and my coworker is, she is the most fabulous thing ever. And her excitement over this new career is contagious. And I've got to be sure that I don't pour water on that by, well, these kids, man, post-COVID kids are just kids who didn't have the same tools to deal with a pandemic that we did. And boy, didn't all of us handle it well. Mine was 10 pounds extra from chips on the couch.
Yeah.
You know, that we are still teaching children, mm-hmm. and we can't put out the light of those new teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Part of that is learning how to, if you've got to muddle through it, but you got to fake it till you make it a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
And then find somebody who's still got that passion.
That's good.
So.
Yeah. And when you were talking about mentorship, I know that, but I haven't stopped to think about that in a while. When you're a mentor, you know you're a mentor because you're mentoring that teacher, that new teacher, newer teacher. But on the flip side, when you said that, I was like, that's so true. They're mentoring you as well with
yes.
their fresh perspective and their excitement for teaching. And it's going to breathe new life into you. And that has happened inside the Harmony community, not just with me mentoring, but I've noticed even during COVID, some teachers who were just burnt out, you would see these other teachers who weren't, and they were just still excited, even teaching virtually. And they're like, well, here's a new idea I did. And here's this and this. And the other teacher, you could tell, came to this call or whatever it was with just like frustration. And they left with even just one new idea. And I think that's so important in the music ed community, or teachers in general, is to constantly encourage. And you will quickly find those people that you can talk to and feel encouraged. And then you know a couple teachers who you're like, not that you're going to be rude to them, but you know, like, I'm still going to be cordial to this person, but I'm not going to go to them for advice because it's always going to be the negative committee. And so, yes. you know, I think it's so important that when you're mentoring teachers, like you said, new teachers listening, I've heard this so many times, what do I have to offer? What do I have to bring to the table? I'm new. I don't have it. Yes, you do. You have your
yes.
newness. the fresh approach to the music teaching to students. Your ideas are so cool and so incredible
yes. that
you're going to teach older teachers, whether you think so or not. So don't be afraid to be a mentor if you're listening to this and you are fresh out of college or fresh into the classroom. We need you. We need your ideas and your perspective. So yes, yes, yes to everything you said. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Is there any last minute remarks, advice, tips you want to share before we go?
I think the main thing is to always go back and remember your why. Remember why you chose to do this job. Remember why you circle yourself with these people that you choose to surround you. Remember to find those people who share a why, because there are good days and there are bad days, but they're all the same day. You can decide to have a good day. You can decide to have a bad day. It's the same day that you get up in. And having people in the membership, having people in your community, having good material to use, surrounding yourself with the positive and the good is going to get you through those days that you wake up and you're going to have a bad day. Mm-hmm. Well, I've still got good stuff to do, and I can still be who I am. And I can still be real and tell the kids, okay, today, Mrs. Knight is wearing her grouchy pants. And then go on with the lesson, because you're teaching those children, you're teaching those young teachers, you're teaching those parents who are young and don't know what in the world they're doing with a 7-year-old child. You're teaching them how to navigate the world. We are teaching little adult humans with little bitty toolboxes. And everything we do is either giving tools or stealing spirit. Mm. And my biggest piece of advice, my biggest thing that I tout, is you've got to surround yourself with beauty, with the things you love, the things that make you positive, the things that make you want to be who you are, and that reinforce your why. You never know who's watching. You never know who's learning from you. And having a good foundation and a good background will help you through those tough days or those tough years. Last year, the kids knew, oh, Miss Knight's wearing that outfit. It's a grouchy day outfit. I didn't realize that, but I started watching and it was true. If I have a good foundation of what I am teaching and what I'm doing, and I have that scripture or that quote or whatever on my computer and on my board, it's going to remind me mm-hmm. that this is about a lot more than me. These kids are going to grow up. They're going to have lives. What they get in elementary music, I hope they remember and can use. They're going to know if I love them well. Mm. They don't care what I know if they don't know that I care about them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've tried to share with my coworker, my young, happy, sprightly teacher, and what I've really tried to pour into myself this summer and this fall. And it's making me fall back in love with not only teaching and my why, it's making me fall in love with myself. Because I feel more myself now than I have in a majority of my teaching career.
I love that.
I've given myself permission to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I know after this episode, there's going to be teachers listening who just want to connect with you because you were such a light. And so is there an email or somewhere that teacher listening that just like, oh, I just want to just send her a thank you email. Where can they connect with you?
I am on the Abernathy website, A Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, at abernathyisd.com, or go to Abernathy ISD webpage and you can find me on there. Awesome. And there, I always tell the parents and the kids, Or if you ever drive through Abernathy, my number's probably written on a bathroom wall somewhere because
so
she
funny.
made me wear longer pants or whatever. But absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
anight@abernathyisd.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And those of you listening in, if you are encouraged by this episode and you are curious about just even checking out the Harmony membership, just head to jessicaparesta.teachable.com/p/harmonyhub and just look around and see if it's the right fit or not for you. And you can always email me as well at jessica@thedomesticmusician.com with any questions. Thank you so much, Anna Jo. I've loved this conversation so much.
I have too. Thank you so much. I feel so humbled that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. So
absolutely. Anytime.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.